there's a group that I found myself listening to more and more of late. They're called Wee Banjos 3. They're from Ireland and they do some wonderful stuff there. I don't know how many fingers they have on each hand or how many strings they have on their banjos, but they make a wonderful sound there. That was called the American Polka. On, was it last week's programme or the week before, that I said that this next singer, to me, is the best Irish voice going around today. I'm speaking of Ronan Tynan, and I don't care where in the world you are as you listen to this song. Firstly, you've got to say this man has a wonderful voice. Secondly, you've got to recognise the song. Of course you do, so I'm not going to introduce it, but don't be put off by the introduction. This is a wonderful performance from a man who has a wonderful voice. Wonderful version there of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, from the wonderful singing of Ronan Tynan. Now, I was in a bit of a quandary about this next track because I wanted to play the track, and it's a track I have by Johnny McAvoy. Now, if I were to play my favourite Johnny McAvoy track, well, regular listeners will know that that is the Ballad of John Williams, you know, the one all about the Titanic. But I had an email a couple of weeks ago from a listener, and I'm not quite sure if this is the track that he's looking for. He said he's looking for a track called Nora by Johnny McAvoy. And this listener is Paddy, who lives here in Dublin, one of my Irish regular listeners. Nora, I can't find Nora, but here, to the same tune and to the same lyrics, except to the title. You see, this time Johnny is singing about Maggie. And I think Paddy was looking for the same song when Johnny was singing about Nora. Are you still with me, Paddy? I hope you enjoy this.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisy sprung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. They say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie, my step is much slower than them. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all along was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs we have sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs we have sung. But to me, you're as fair as you are, Maggie, when you and I were young.
I think somewhere in the back of my mind, when I was a youngster, we had an old 78 of a scratchy 78 of John McCormack singing that. That was Maggie, sung for us by Johnny McAvoy, for Paddy. Now, Paddy, I look forward to hearing from you if I've got the thing wrong, which is not surprising. That song was quite often sung by my dad. Now, he never knew the words of all the songs. He never knew all the words of any of the songs he used to sing. He used to get them wrong, but we got the general idea. And speaking of my dad, this next singer sounds like my dad used to sound when he was singing. And I think this was one of the earliest tracks I played by Ronnie Drew on Sounds Irish way back in the day. Here, Ronnie Drew telling us the story of this very unusual ship called the Irish Rover. Listen to the lyrics.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of clay for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the wild winds drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' hides, we had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs, we had 6 million dogs, we had 7 million barrels of porter. We had 9 million bales of old nanny goat's tails, all on board of the Irish Rover. There was old Mickey Coote, who played head on his flute when the ladies lined up for the set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluttered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, as he rowed the dames under and over. When he took up his stance, they all knew at a glance that he sailed in the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone, and Mickey McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. There was Dolan from Clare, just as strong as the bear, all on board of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. Then a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's owl dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over, turned 9 times around, then the owl dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
A very young sounding Ronnie Drew telling us the story of the Irish Rover. There's a line that always used to make me smile when I'd hear that was, we went 9 times around and the owl dog was drowned. Ronnie Drew, I'd say that was the Ronnie Drew Trio, which was, well, augmented when Luke Kelly joined them and they became the Dubliners, the Irish Rover. Now, we haven't had country and Irish on the programme this week. We're going to put that to rights now, because here's Dominic Kerwin. Dominic's made some wonderful albums. Good country singer, a good Irish country singer. And he's got Tipperary on his mind.
Well, hello friend, you're welcome here tonight. I was just thinking about home, and I could use some company, alright. Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you might say I live a memory, that I might seek and never find. Maybe that is how it's meant to be, but I have something on my mind. I'm living here in New York City now, and I get lonesome now and then. I'm dreaming one day life will carry me to Tipperary once again. The dream gets stronger with each passing day, for love of what I've left behind. These city lights won't dim the memory of Tipperary on my mind. Tall but not like Baltimore. Big city strangers pass you by. There is no place on earth like home, sweet home. And out of sight's not out of mind. I'm living here in New York City now, and I get lonesome now and then. I'm dreaming one day life will carry me to Tipperary once again. This dream gets stronger with each passing day, for love of what I've left behind. These city lights won't dim the memory of Tipperary on my mind. City lights won't dim the memory of Tipperary on my mind, on my mind, on my mind, on my mind.
And we'll dedicate that to any Tipperary listener. To Sounds Irish, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in. And I'm quite excited because our programme is now being taken by a number of radio stations around the world. So keep listening and tell your friends all about Sounds Irish. Now, here's a young lady who I think I played not on the first, but certainly on the second Sounds Irish programme. Her name, Anne Marie O'Riordan. She's one of my favourite Irish female vocalists. And here, this may, well, some of it may be a little Greek to you, not Irish, because she's telling us all about her life. She's singing about her life as a child in a village in rural Ireland. How, she says at the beginning, they went barefoot through the fields to school. And there's a line here that says the stout, it was stuck by the poker. What they used to do with the barrels of stout, they used to get a red hot poker, you know, the poker you poke the fire with, and put it in to the stout. Now, what it ever did to the stout, I don't know, apart from what did it do to the poker. But she tells lots of things that happened in rural Ireland, in the village. You have to listen. They went to the creamery, which was where they brought the milk in the morning to be made into the butter, and talking about going to Mass on Sunday. Here, Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And this story, I tell you, is true.
Stroll for a while through my memory, and I'll tell you of times long ago, when we walked to school summer and winter, barefoot through the fields we would go. I remember our little tent cottage and the half door led into the hall, and the crane or the fire in the kitchen, father clock on the wall. Oh, the stoutness was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. We went in the trap to mass Sundays, and Grandad would wear his best hat. The priest would resell from the altar, and the women in different seats sat. Matchmaking was part of tradition, and the rambling house filled up at night. When the tailor would tell the ghost stories, oh, the children would shiver with fright. For the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. I remember the sound of the anvil and the burning horse hoof we would smell. When we passed the forge door in the evening, which water we fetched from. We spancelled the cows before milking, tied the horse to the wall through the shoe. His collar and tames, his winkers and reins, the harness we kept it like new. For the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. Bacon it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. For miles to the fair in the darkness, we saw animals, we walked with delight. When the wheeling and dealing was over, everyone waited on for the fight. Now I hope that in telling this story, I haven't detained you too long. There is so much more I must tell you, someday in some other song. For the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. Bacon it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. Sure, this story I tell you is true.
Hasn't she got a wonderful sort of lilt in her voice? Anne-Marie O'Riordan, reminiscing about her childhood in rural Ireland many years ago. Now, the Clancy brothers, when I say that, you know, of course, that they were, well, as far as I'm concerned anyway, the people who started it all. The ballad scene. The ballad scene started, well, in Ireland a little later than elsewhere, but the ballad scene, the Irish ballad scene, was kicked off by the Clancy brothers living in America and singing Irish songs in a ballad-type style. It was around the time of the big American folk boom. So these lads dressed themselves in Aran jumpers, which is a style of Aran sweater, a style of sweater that people over in the west of Ireland wear and wore and still do. And they started singing Irish songs in their own inimitable way, such as this one. Now, this is a bit lively and can be, it could wake the parrot, I'm sure. But it's the Clancy brothers' interpretation of that Irish folk hero, the Wild Colonial Boy.
He left his native home, and to Australia's sunny shore he They rob the rich, they help the poor, they shot James McAvoy.
A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy.
One morning on the prairie, as Jack he rode along, a listening to the mocking bird, a singing a cheerful song. Up stepped a band of Crowbar, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy.
They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy.
To land on now, Jack Devon, or you see we're 3-1.
Of a Geistock Sounds Irish, Lamisha, Joe Bollard.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they both streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
And no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Thank you.
I mentioned early on the programme how I have the wonderful experience of playing quite regularly in a local hotel for tourists. Well, on last week, what day was it? Tuesday, I think, I had a bunch of tourists in from the US, from Canada, and quite a number from the UK. We had a packed house. And what I do to start off the proceedings, I sing a couple of songs, and then I say to the audience, name me one Irish song that you know of. And would you believe it? That one that you've just heard, which was Molly Malone in Dublin's Fair City, call it what you will, that one came up last week, and it surprised me because, well, I was expecting When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. But that is one of my favourite Irish songs, Molly Malone. I think it's a bit sad, but I think it speaks volumes of the time that was in it, in the Middle Ages, when Irish girls used to take the boat, or take the fish, rather, from the boat when they came in at Ringsend. The fishermen used to come in and fill up the wheelbarrows, and the girls would go around singing cockles and mussels, because that's what they were selling. That's what people used to eat quite a lot of in those days, through streets broad and narrow. And believe you me, friends, the streets in middle-aged Dublin were very narrow, and parts of Dublin were extremely poor. But I digress now. I just want to tell you that that was the Dubliners with a different lineup than they originally started, but nevertheless, a wonderful version of Molly Malone. Now, a little medley from the Wolf Tones, who normally sing a lot of political material, but this is, well, songs about Ulster, because the three songs are The Boys from the County Armagh, The Green Glens of Antrim, and The Holmes of Donegal. All three counties are in the province of Ulster. So now let's listen to the Wolf Tones and their little medley of Irish songs.
There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished her bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedral city, once founded by Patrick so true. Ah, but there in the heart of his bosom lie the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the pole. Although I've oft times left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, the city's near or far, sure my heart's at home in all Ireland, in the county of Armagh. Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, where the sea ripples over its shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. If only you knew how the lamp of the moon turns a grey Irish bay to a silver loom, you'd imagine stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you all and all, for there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. For there's no place else on earth
horns of Dolly